Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. We got the A-Team, Horowitz and Graceffo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Horowitz was just telling me he was running a little late. Got in about 5 minutes before showtime. He was over at the American Legion and North New Jersey for comedy night, which is a Saturday staple for most of us. He was there with his girlfriend's parents, and they're walking in, and her dad said, you know what, it's a special night. They put away the box wine, and they got bottles of wine. And then they had a young comedian that didn't relate to the crowd, was the first one out there, and God bless all of our veterans. I've been to a lot of American Legion halls. The smell's the same, and I mean that in a good way, it's just, you know, comedy night in a room like that, that's a tough night. But, you know, when they're putting away the box wine and they're going to the bottles, it's this close to New Year's Eve at a Northern New Jersey American Legion hall. So if they're listening in Clark, New Jersey, I hope comedy night was everything you wanted. If you're just joining us or tuning in, you know, we've been talking about the state of the NFL, having some really good conversation. What's good about the NFL, what's bad about the NFL, and changes that are needed in the NFL. And I've talked about full-time officials, limit replays, a sky judge. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge, you can tweet me. I'll read your tweets. And then that kid has like 30,000 signatures on a petition to move the Super Bowl from Sunday night to Saturday night. I like it where it is. Super Bowl weekend, the ramp up to it, the lead up to it. I don't think it needs to be on a Saturday. What do you think? You can voice your opinion on that. And then the Tom Brady next destination, because it seems like it's done in New England. It really does. And people are saying, well, he wants to go to a winner. Does he really? That's why they say, well, look at Indy. Look at the team there. Dallas for a year. I know you got Dak Prescott. They got McCarthy. I don't see Brady there. I've said Miami. They weren't playing bad football. Chances are they're going to get their quarterback in the draft if Tua is cleared. And if not, it could be Justin Herbert, who was a Senior Bowl MVP. So you get Brady for a couple years. He's in South Beach where it's a perfect fit. He's going to sell seats, suites, and he can tutor Tua. Doesn't sound bad. Is it the Raiders in Vegas with that big stadium and the glitz and glamour? Even though Raider home games are going to be home games for whoever they're playing when their fans all take a Vegas trip in. Can you imagine, right? So the Raiders have the Jets, let's say. That place is going to be 75% New Yorkers who plan on going out to Vegas for a weekend and they can watch the Jets or the Giants. So I think Dolphins, Raiders, the Chargers thing, that's a pretty good team. You know, they got a lot of talent. Rivers moved back to Florida. I don't know where Rivers is going to end up. Is he going to be Tennessee Titans? Is that the likely destination with him? Foles has that big money in Jacksonville. If Jameis Winston can just cut down on the interceptions, you know, he really had a great year throwing the football outside of the picks. And then, you know, does he end up back in New England? So you join in 1-855-212-4CBS. It seems done in New England. It really does. Horowitz, you follow the NFL. Graceffo, you're a Jets fan. Horowitz, you're a Giants fan. Would you guys agree with me that Brady's done in New England?
I don't know if he's done in New England. I probably put the odds at 50-50 right now, but I think his career is very, very close to done. I mean, he didn't look remotely like the Tom Brady that we've come to know this year. And you know, folks in New England point to, you know, his weapons outside and say, look who he's got to throw to. But for the last 20 years, they say, look how great Tommy is. He's got nobody to throw to, and he makes the best out of it. So you can't have it one way and then flip the other when it doesn't go your way.
You know, trying to get New Yorkers for an unbiased opinion on anything out of Boston.
Well, you don't even want to hear Graceffo.
Oh, I know Graceffo. Graceffo, you hate the Patriots more than any team on earth, right?
Sure.
So, where do you think Tom Brady plays this fall?
I think it's either Los Angeles with the Chargers, Vegas with the Raiders, or Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, really?
Yeah, I think if you put Tom Brady on that team with those weapons, they're a playoff team instantly.
Yeah, Evans. Is O.J. Howard their tight end?
Yeah, huh? And Chris Godwin's the other wide receiver.
Oh, yeah, out of Penn State. Yeah, that's... And then they go, just Winston's a turnover machine. Like I said, what do you have, like 31 touchdowns, 31 picks or something like that?
And Bruce Arians knows how to have success with an older quarterback.
Yeah, with a great point with Carson Palmer out in Arizona. Look at Graceffo. No one's talked about Tampa. Indy's been mentioned a lot. A lot of AFC teams have been mentioned because they think if Brady would leave, he'd want to go somewhere where he could send a little message back at Belichick, right? There haven't been a lot of NFC teams mentioned that. You're the one of the first ones, and someone sent me an email. Daniel Martineau said Dallas. I think he's listening on 105.3 the Metroplex, but not a lot of NFC teams have been mentioned.
Yeah, I just don't see how the Cowboys are going to fit Brady under the cap if Brady wants $35 million a year. How are they going to do that?
Yeah, and the Dolphins, they're not close. They might be close to winning 6 games next year or 7. You give Brady, maybe you can get to 500 or 9-7. I mean, I think the Bills win that division this fall. And the Jets, I believe, if they stay healthy, really could be one of those flip teams. You know, they could be 9-7, 10-6. Do you agree with me where it's done in New England with Brady and Belichick?
I want to, but I'm not sure. I want to believe that. I think it makes a lot of sense to believe that. If you negotiate the right to leave, why wouldn't you want to leave? And that's exactly what he did.
Did Belichick just... Did he... And again, I'm not a conspiracy guy, but with how weaponless they were, knowing their record a long time ago that they're going to run away with the AFC East, okay, and I know Buffalo was a formidable challenge, and I did call them as a playoff team last August on this show, but they didn't go out and get anybody. They didn't do anything to help their offense.
He did get him Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
And then Antonio Brown went nuclear on everyone.
Yeah, you're right. They did get Brown, and that was the one. But then when Brown, you know, went south, they didn't.
And he got him Mohamed Sanu, and it didn't work out.
Yeah, Sanu, that. Sanu looked really out of place in that offense, didn't he? He never looked comfortable.
There's a lot of guys, though, Bill, that go to that offense and just look out of whack. You know, it's just not for everyone. That's the truth of it.
Man, Graceffo's making a lot of sense early out of the gate. He must have had a good nap.
I really didn't.
Yeah,
and true, it is early. I got to be here for another 6 hours.
And
so.
You were almost objective without a tone of hate for Tom Brady.
I know, that's hard for me to do.
That was you were a professional, Graceffo, for a good 5 minute. And someone, you know, Horowitz, roll that tape, because that was the most professional Graceffo has been without saying, well, you know, here's what's up. Brady's toast. He's done. He's finished. Anybody picks him up, they'll be lucky to get a quarter out of him.
That was the longest stretch of professionalism in James's entire life.
Talk to me 5 hours from now. See how professional.
No, I'm thinking James is rolling tape because he's looking to get a job or something.
Oh, not here. No chance working here.
Hey, look at Marash. He has become a superstar now. On air.
One out of 100.
Video clips. Twitter feed is blowing up. This guy's on the verge of stardom. He's like the Butterbean of CBS Sports Radio.
Knocking people out on the way to work.
He's taking charge with his Twitter. That man right now's got footballs that are expanding by 10 feet every hour. It's amazing. He's going from a seldom known producer to a overnight weekend CBS Sports Radio host to one of the big personalities in daily sports talk, nationally syndicated radio. Man. It moves fast in this business. It really does. To the audience, you tell me where you think Brady ends up. And also, state of the NFL, good, bad, changes needed. I'll get Horowitz and Graceffo in on that later. I want your feedback. 1-855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Mike in Wisconsin. Thanks for the wait. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call this evening. How you doing?
Doing good, buddy.
Thank you. Good. I listened to all the rules and regulations, and I guess my concern over the last few years is the ratings for professional football has dropped on TV, and what if they discontinued for 1 year? Just take away the Thursday night games, bring back the hunger for NFL football by the fans. They just don't have the luxury of watching it so often, and maybe it'll give the ratings a little higher ratings and make some of the games more meaningful. Some of the games on the Monday and Thursday nights are pretty pathetic between the teams. It's my thought, just listening for an answer.
All right, thank you, Mike in Wisconsin. Actually, I enjoy the Thursday night and Sunday night games. I find myself not watching Monday night in its entirety unless you get a great matchup. I really like Thursday to kind of kick off the week or weekend, and I love the Sunday night game. I love Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. There's no better combination. I know Nance and Romo are pretty good. And they know that with the star power of, you know, Booger McFarland, which I think there's been a lot of piling on, and Joe Satriano, is that the guitar player? Who's the guy doing the play-by-play for ESPN on Monday night? Who is it, Horowitz?
Joe Tessitore.
Oh, yeah, Joe Satriano. He was like a guitar player. Yeah, there's just no star power. So whether it's Romo or Peyton Manning, or think about this, and I was thinking about this, Horowitz and Graceffo. What if ABC, Disney, ESPN rolled out Manning and Romo and paid big bucks for both?
What if they rolled out Manning and Manning?
Yeah, baby.
Eli, what's his debate? He's a Hall of Famer with 2 Super Bowl rings. He's a Hall of Famer.
It's not even a question.
He's retiring his number. This debate, it's just people who hate New York.
Stupid.
That's all it is.
You know what it is? It's people who look at Eli and they say he makes doofy faces and he's not as good as his brother. Period. You're jealous. Get
you
over it.
I think Eli Manning had a lot to do with the sudden progression of Daniel Jones at quarterback, that he was a team player. He stepped back. He took the bench. He knew the career was over. The writing was on the wall. He didn't want to go play for another team. Spend his time with his family, and he helped Jones become a better quarterback, maybe expedited him by a year by helping him more than any of us will ever know.
Just a bunch of haters, Bill. That's
well,
all they
are. Well, you know, it's a reverse, all right? It's a New York people hate this side, and then everybody hates the Yankees. They hate the Giants. You can't really hate the Jets because they stink.
Exactly. You can't feel for them.
You can't hate the Rangers or Islanders unless you're playing each other. You can't hate the Knicks because they can't score 50 points a game. So you hate the Yankees. The Mets are lovable, okay, even though their manager will have to step down because he was the only player called out in the Astros cheating scandal, which, by the way, I love Jim Crane, the owner. He said this last Tuesday. Oh, we're all going to sit in a room at spring training, and those players are going to come out, and we're going to talk about forgiveness, and they're going to talk. Well, Major League Baseball Players Association will never let that happen. What that tells me on how fast Crane fired Hinch and Luhnow, that if those players don't come clean, no matter what the immunity or MLB deal was, you watch, he'll move on from some of those players. I guarantee it. Again, I don't know the writing in the immunity deal. They're not a public company. There's no Freedom of Information Act. But that owner seems like, you know, this isn't happening. This is not happening. I own the team. And I've said it when it went down that if I know guys that did it, I'd pay them, but show them the door. Just what he did to Hinch and Luhnow. I'm not going to allow this. And he knows that the players got immunity and turned on him. So as an owner, if you can release somebody, as an owner, you can, again, I don't know what the MLBPA, what that owner can do. So, and what Manfred cut, and I assume lawyers were involved, so there'll be more in that story. He said it will come during spring training, so that's interesting. All right, I want to get to our huge question of the night, state of the NFL. What's good, what's bad, what changes are needed, Super Sunday or Super Saturday? Do you move the Super Bowl to Saturdays moving forward? And where does Brady play this fall? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Horowitz and Graceffo make it easy when the A-team hooks up. They're producing back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will have an update. Is John on updates, right? Yeah, he's still on updates. Well, he'll have an update here in about 6 minutes. Huge question of the night. State of the NFL. What's the best thing about the league? What's the worst thing? And what changes are needed? Also, where will Tom Brady play? Man, there's a lot of debate. Will he stay in New England? Could it be Raiders, Chargers, Dolphins? Graceffo said Tampa, and that really fits. You tell me. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Jim in Minnesota. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, how you guys doing?
Doing good, Jimmy.
Hey, man, you know what? I really like the turnout of Tom Brady. What if he happens to decide, like Mr. Farr, to come up here to Minnesota and play that lavish, big, beautiful dome that we have? That thing was a ton of money. Sidney Wolf knows what he's doing. Maybe he can work out some kind of deal with Mr. Brady, sit him down at the table with the head coach, Mr. Zimmer, and they can work out some kind of deal. Bring him up here. You can watch those Golden Gophers beat up on Michigan State tomorrow and get further into the rankings. Then they do a number on Ohio State. Do you feel what I'm feeling?
Okay. All right, Jim. Thanks for calling in Minnesota. I appreciate it. You have Kirk Cousins making $30 million. Not going to happen with Brady in Minneapolis. Let's go to Joey on the Gulf Coast. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Joey, you there? Let's go to Dom in Richmond, Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Dom.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Go to Leonard.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Hey, Philly new listener, first time caller here.
What's going on?
Love the show.
Thank you.
I got a couple opinions. First, Brady in Tampa Bay sounds like a really good idea. And as far as state of the NFL, what do you think about getting rid of the kneel down?
No, I don't like the kneel down. I don't like the spike. I don't like the spike, and I don't like the kneel down at all.
Well, as far as getting rid of the kneel down, I think I'm not sure exactly where I heard it, but I think it's an arena where the last 2 minutes of the game, if they don't make any forward progression where the clock actually stops, and I think getting rid of the kneel down and moving to that kind of system would actually make the game very exciting.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom. Yeah, well, I appreciate your call there in Richmond, Virginia. Yeah, take the kneel down, the spike. I don't like that. No. Kneel down, spike. Get rid of both of them. Let's go to Leonard in Baltimore, Maryland. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge, it's my first time calling any radio station in a really long time. So the only thing I would stay the NFL is the only two changes I would make is I would add weight requirements to the players. Like they couldn't be but a certain size because it's like mathematics. It's like, you know, mass times speed equals the collision. So I would get rid of the targeting and get rid of all that, you know, rocking the passer type things, hits that are going on in the league now. And I would, because I really think that's a limited thing and taking the fun out of the game. And I would add weight requirements to certain, to do it by position. Then I would have a system almost like in soccer where you would expand the league like eight teams or something, or maybe six teams. And the bottom two teams would have to get relegated down to that second tier NFL league where they would have to play in the spring, and that would force teams to take, first of all, you wouldn't be playing for the first round pick anymore, because if you lose, you would have to be, you'd get relegated back down. It would make the game more competitive from the top to bottom teams, and also add to like the storylines about the teams getting relegated down and the teams coming back up again. I think that would add some more fun to the NFL.
And that's also a good, yeah. And what one other thing? What do you have, Leonard?
Oh, just one last thing is I like to. Terry Bradshaw brought this up. I like the idea of half picks instead of you have half sacks, have half picks. So when the ball gets deflected off of a guy's hands or somebody's hips, it would be a half pick instead of a full pick.
I like that.
That would add, you know.
Yeah, I like that, Leonard. And thanks for your ideas out of Baltimore. Yeah, the relegation is a great idea if you had NFL Spring League with the NFL Fall, which why they're letting the XFL, and I know the American Association of Football failed financially, but why the NFL isn't owning Spring and Fall. Relegation will never happen because the owners will never give up a piece of that TV billions.
But aside from that, Bill, I mean, to you know, Leonard's point, the second worst team in the league last year is now playing for the Super Bowl a week from today. I mean, by his standard, the Niners would be relegated to whatever league you want to call it. And then what?
Well, I think three of the four, a caller said this earlier, three of the four finalists, so Tennessee, Kansas City, San Francisco, Minnesota, were not in the playoffs a year ago. We're not in the playoffs a year ago. Three of the four. Cousins had a bounce back year, no Niners, right? And Chiefs lost in the AFC title game at home to Brady and the Patriots, and the Titans weren't in. Is that correct? Yeah, it is. Three of the four. Yeah, the relegation would be fun. And I know they do that in the English Premier League, but the owners aren't giving it up. And, you know, I will say that, you know, most NFL teams, like the Browns, thought this was going to be a playoff year, and some even thought they could win the AFC. Lions were thinking this was going to be a year where they could win 8-9 games. Didn't happen. Then I said this at the top of the show about 2.5 hours ago. The NFL, most of these teams play to win. Some will tank it. Like the Trevor Lawrence tank will be interesting. But watching the NBA, how these guys don't want to show up sometimes, drives me crazy. To the callers online, we'll get to your huge opinions coming up here in a few moments. If you want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. Tweet me. I'll read it on air. I promise I read them all. At Saturday Huge on Twitter.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America. We're all about huge opinions every Saturday night. Graceffo and Horwitz, the A-team. Producing back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fast with an update here in about 20 minutes. Huge question of the night, or questions plural. State of the NFL. What's really good about the league right now? What's the worst thing about it? And what changes are needed? Tom Brady. What jersey will he be wearing when he begins the 2020 season? I think it's a two-year deal with the team. Maybe the second year will be an option. Is it the Dolphins? Is it the Colts? A lot of people are leaning that way. The Raiders, he took that photo with Mark Davis at the McGregor fight out in Vegas. Glitz, glamour, if you're Gruden and you add Brady and then Carr moves on, wherever he ends up, maybe ends up in New England. This quarterback shuffle that could take place from Rivers to Dalton to Brady to Derek Carr, Cam Newton, and if Tampa Bay and Arians goes with a veteran QB like he had success with Palmer out in the desert, and he did turn to Brady like Grisafo brought up, then Winston is there to be a starter or backup. And so where does Cam Newton go? Bears are looking for a quarterback. They have some decent weapons. Chicago's a pretty big city. Brady's played in bad weather. His NFL career in New England, college career at Michigan. This quarterback carousel, because you know Burrow's a lock with the Bengals. Miami's going to get their quarterback unless there was somebody jumping up to grab that third pick from Detroit. I don't think the Giants are moving. They're going to go offensive line more than likely. They got their quarterback of the future. Chargers, if you're losing Rivers, Derek Brown may be too good to pass up, but you watch Justin Herbert out of Oregon, the Senior Bowl MVP. Can the Chargers not draft a quarterback, or could that be Derek Carr comes down the coast? Again, the shuffle, or is that Tom Brady and all these prognosticators, two of the three at CBSSports.com are saying they're going to go defensive line. One has Herbert going at number six to the Chargers. Will Brady end up out in Los Angeles? And then the third quarterback on the board seems to be Jordan Love out of Utah State. Raiders or the Colts? Again, you're looking at this quarterback shift. Dalton will be a backup somewhere, I think. You know, if he wants to. These guys are so loaded with the big deals they've had. Do they even want to be a backup? So you tell me, where will Brady end up? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Luke in Pittsburgh, listening on 93.7 FM. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Luke?
I'm doing fantastic. If I'm Brady, I think a spot that I should go to would be to the Colts. I say that because, one, I'm competing in the AFC South. It's really not that competitive a division right now. You look at who they have for quarterback. They have Brissett and Hoyer. Brissett's a little young right now. I feel like if Brady were to go down there, it would be great for him to learn under him. And I think Hoyer's kind of, you know, he's 34 years old right now. I think he's kind of not their choice. They have a young defense. I mean, there's no one on that whole entire defensive front that's over 30. You know, you think about that. I like Hilton as a wide receiver for Brady to go to. I think he's fantastic. He'd be fantastic if Brady was behind him. And then you look, you know, at Mack, the running back. I mean, he had 1,091 rushing yards. That's not too bad as a running back as well. So I just wanted to give you my opinion on where I think Brady should go and hear what you have to say as well.
Hey, thanks for listening in Pittsburgh, buddy. Really appreciate the call. Yeah, there's everyone has a team. There's a lot of teams. So then, you know, the devil's advocate side would be, well, if there's so many destinations for Brady, is the Belichick-Brady relationship that bad that it's done? It seems that way. I guess it will depend. You know, and there's talk now, Brady's always taking pay cuts. He's been a team player. It was about the rings. His wife is making, you know, $50 million a year, or was, as one of the world's top supermodels. So there just seems to be too much there. And we don't know, going back to the Jimmy G thing, right, and the TV12 stuff. And now that they're not winning, does it just sever the relationship? Let's go to Jim in Rochester, New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for the time. Always enjoy listening to the show, especially your speaking style. I think it's got a great balance, not overly animated, not boring. It's just right.
And thank you, Jimmy.
Very much. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I'd like to hit on all your topics. I know time's limited, but I'll just keep it to one if we got enough time, whatever. State of the NFL, you know, overall, it's my favorite league by far. Been following it since the early 80s when I was in elementary school. And I think overall it's great, but there's one thing that has bothered me for years about the playoffs, and this has been brought up, the owners' meeting, they keep putting it on the table, I don't know why. There's definitely a flaw in the system here. I don't necessarily have a problem with the divisional winners automatically getting in until you see, and we see it every once in a while, these 8-8 and these 9-7 teams win their division, they get in. Some other team in another division in the same conference goes 10-6, second place, and they don't get in. I don't know how anybody can say there's not a flaw staring the NFL right in the face. Herm Edwards put it well years ago. You play to win the game. That's what every team is doing every single week when they take the field. And when that happens, you are essentially punishing a team that won more games. You're rewarding a team that won fewer. I don't know if it would help a whole lot, but I'm thinking of incorporating a seventh team. One of your callers last hour kind of stole my thunder a little bit on that one. I don't know about eight teams. That'd be kind of tough. You'd have to play 8 games that first weekend in January. That'd be kind of tough scheduling. If you had 7, be a piece of cake. You'd have 3 games on Saturday, 3 on Sunday in that first weekend in January, and that would be no problem. The only change would be number 2 seeds would no longer get a bye. They'd have to play. Number 1 seeds would still get a bye. Other than that, I think it'd be pretty simple. As far as Super Bowl goes, you know, it seems like I'm hearing a lot of talk about Mahomes and Reed, and it's understandable, a great coach and certainly a great young talented quarterback. And if people want to say that he's better than Garoppolo, that's fine. I don't necessarily have a problem with that. But I could see either one of these teams winning. I think that's the reason why we got this line that's floating between 1 and 2 points. Either one could win, but I think I'm going to give a slight edge to the 49ers on this one. Mahomes might be the better quarterback, but I think the 49ers are a more balanced team. They got a very good running game. They've got a great defense. I think they're a little bit more balanced. I think Kansas City might be a little bit too one-dimensional with Patrick Mahomes in there at quarterback. And for all the people that are coming down on Jimmy G, that he didn't throw very much in the playoffs, folks, I got news for you. When you're running 42 times for nearly 300 yards, and that's not a misprint, nearly 300 yards in an NFC title game, newsflash, you don't need to pass that much. And they had something similar happen against the Vikings, not quite as much, but that's kind of the way it goes. If you're running well and you're playing good defense, you really don't need to pass. And I'd be curious to hear your comments on all that. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Great call, man. You said it all. I agree with you. In regards to your last comment, I don't know where I'm going on my Super Bowl pick. I think San Francisco is the most complete team I've seen in the NFL in a while. There's not a weakness. And you're right, if they're averaging over 7 yards a carry, and Green Bay's defense have played pretty well this year, Jimmy G didn't have to throw. And now the storyline, I think you're lining up Jimmy G versus Mahomes. I always say you take a quarterback and you line him up against the other quarterback. And what Andy Reid and Spagnuolo and Kansas City did is after that 10-0 lead, they made that game Tannehill versus Mahomes. Game over. I'm watching Tennessee bring Derrick Henry off the field. I'm like, are you kidding me? In sets. Okay, you're going to go with Tannehill. I don't care if you're down 17, 2 touchdowns. Henry doesn't come off the field on any play call I have. You know, I went inside the numbers, and if you look at their schedule, which CBSSports.com broke it down, Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson gave them the most trouble defensively. Breeze, quick throws, not a lot of time to get after him. That was like a 48-46 shootout. You know, the spread and quick throws. Not necessarily just a quarterback that can run. I know they beat Lamar Jackson, you know, with San Francisco, that 2017 game. That's not a spread offense where they're throwing quick every second. It's Lamar Jackson just being a freak athlete. So, Murray is a rookie, you know, getting out of the pocket. They like to bring a lot of pressure. And you know where Vrabel was caught, if you play man, they got the receivers that can just run by. If you play zone, Mahomes will kill you. And also if you're playing man and they're running guys deep, Mahomes can go left or right and like that touchdown which sealed the game. So Chiefs defense played well, but Tannehill was put in a position where he had to throw so he could tee off on him. That's a tough one because how do you bet against Mahomes? Seriously, how do you go against him? That I really like the complete San Francisco football team, I think led by Staley, their offensive line, defensive lines. You can do the old coach cliche business and say trenches wins any big football game. And the Chiefs line's pretty good too. So I don't know, Mahomes, the dude's a magician. He's like Steph Curry with a football. He's even better than Lamar, not faster. Lamar is the best running quarterback I've ever seen in the NFL, right there with Vic. But Mahomes, his ability, where you don't know if he's running, and he can flick it underhand, he can do the no-look pass. When it looks like nothing's there, Mahomes will find something. It's not like he's going to run like the touchdown he had before halftime and do that all the time, but he'll run when it's 3rd and 7 and you need 8 to keep a drive alive or put a team away. He's one of the few guys in the NFL right now that his extension, if it's 5 years and $40 million, and I don't know if they agreed to that or when they're going to announce it or if they'll do it Super Bowl week, but that dude's worth $50 million. If Dak Prescott was asking for $30-35 million back when that contract was being discussed, when the Cowboys are supposed to be the best team in the NFC going in, or one of them this year, then Mahomes is worth $50 million in my book if I was paying the freight. Man, I want to go and say the Niners' defensive line and offensive line will own that game. Because if you go with the dominance of their defense, the only times they weren't dominant, Rams got them once, that Niners shootout twice, surprisingly, with Arizona, but that's Kyler Murray keeping plays alive. That's Russell Wilson keeping plays alive. Like I said, with Miami beating New England in the final week and the Seahawks a foot away from scoring that touchdown at the end, what that final week did to change the landscape of NFL history. I'll make my pick next Saturday night. I can't do it now. I'm torn. I really am, and that's going to make for a good game. We got one final hour with your huge opinions, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227, and at Saturday Huge on Twitter.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.